The part of the text I'm dwelling on this evening is this. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we meditate on your word, fill us with the hope that comes from your Son, from his word that he prayed from the cross, from his word for us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. My God, why have you forsaken me? These words are a very human expression of the experience of feeling abandoned by God. In Gethsemane, Jesus had prayed to his Father that the hour of his suffering would pass from him, that the cup of suffering would be removed. But in this evening's reading, we hear that Jesus has taken the path all the way to the cross, that he faces the imminence of death, and God, it seems, is wholly absent. And so Jesus cries out with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" What is even more disturbing is that in Mark's gospel, it has only previously been the unclean spirits that have cried out with a loud voice. So it seems that this cry of dereliction issues out of the depths of hell itself. And yet, it is Jesus, the beloved Son, who is praying. But even in this, his gospel is good news. Firstly, because Jesus' cry to the Father means that we are never alone when we feel abandoned by God. And secondly, because Jesus, as he prays from the depths, is leading us in prayer. A prayer that takes us on a journey from death to life. Let's deal now with the first point. Jesus' cry means that we are never alone when we feel abandoned by God. It's not an uncommon experience, even for Christians, perhaps especially for Christians, to face real loss or struggle or suffering, and to experience what at least appears to be the utter absence of God. C.S. Lewis wrote about his own experience of this reality in his book, A Grief Observed, one of the last books that he wrote. In it, he reflected on the deep grief that he felt on the death of his wife. It was for him as if the door of heaven had been shut and had been double bolted, and that no matter how hard he knocked, from within came only silence. Now, most of us here have prayed to God for help, and perhaps some of our most heartfelt and sincere prayers have been prayed, and we have experienced no discernible response from God. Maybe things has even got worse for us. And we wonder whether the message of a loving God is only made to taunt us or to mock us. Well, in this experience, as tonight's reading shows, we are not, in fact, alone. Jesus has been there before us. He has experienced as a real human being, made of flesh and blood as we are. He has experienced God's apparent silence and God's apparent absence in the face of the greatest need. So when we call out to God, when we call out on this apparently absent God, we do so with Jesus, with our brother. And we experience not only a human solidarity in suffering, but we are also lifted up by the word, by the prayer, that Jesus himself prays. And that's because the words, my God, why have you forsaken me, are not just the heartfelt words of Jesus. They are also the opening words of Psalm 22. And this takes us to the second point. Jesus, as he prays from the depths, is leading us in prayer, a prayer that takes us on a journey from death to life. Jesus, in praying Psalm 22, was taking the words of Scripture on his lips and was acting as our great liturgist, leading us in prayer even when God feels far away. Let's think about how the liturgy works. We take words that are already written, words that we've received in Holy Scripture, and we make them our own. We gather in Christian community, we together, pastor and people, speak with our own lips to God, the experience of Christians down through the ages. And the Psalms are the prayers of God's holy people that we take on our lips. Now, there's nothing inauthentic about Jesus praying the psalm as he faced death on the cross. And there need be nothing inauthentic as we together speak words that come from God, words that are filled with the Spirit of God and lead us from feeling abandoned by God into the hope that comes with the resurrection of Christ, that comes from the new life of the one who cried out from the cross. Now this evening, let's hear the psalm that Jesus prayed, and let's let him lead us as our liturgist, so that we may know that not even death can separate us from God's love, and that his word has power to save. What I'm going to do now is read Psalm 22. If it helps in your meditation to have the text in front of you, it's on page 389 of your pew Bibles. In the Old Testament section, Psalm 22, page 389. Now, much of this psalm will be familiar to you, and we'll be hearing words like these from this text over Holy Week. But today, as we meditate on Jesus' suffering from the cross and his cry of dereliction, let's receive these words in meditation. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you alone are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you, our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm, not a human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth. And since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircle me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircles me. My hands and feet have shriveled. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, from the horns of the wild oxen. You have rescued me. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has done it. Tonight we heard that our Lord prayed, my God, why have you forsaken me? The beginning words of Psalm 22. But we know that he stands also to proclaim the closing words of this psalm, a reality that we will proclaim boldly on the day of his resurrection, on Easter Sunday. But here we are on the Lenten journey, remembering what it was like for our Lord to experience the apparent abandonment by his Father. And we know that when we pray, feeling abandoned, we are not alone, that our brother is with us. So let's take our comfort and hope in him, in his name. Amen.